All right, listeners, buckle up. We're going deep today, diving into a reading list curated by a Wall Street legend.
A true giant in the world of investing.
You know him. You, well, hopefully love him. William J. O'Neill.
The canned slim guy.
Exactly. And this isn't just some random assortment of books. These are the titles that shaped his investing philosophy.
The books that helped him become, well, William J. O'Neill.
We're talking How to Make Money in Stocks, his own masterpiece, right alongside Livermore's classic, How to Trade in Stocks. Oh, and for those just starting their investing journey.
We see you.
Louis Singel's How to Buy Stocks, a true beginner's Bible. But hold on, we're just getting warmed up.
This is where it gets really interesting. We're talking The Battle for Investment Survival by Gerald Loeb.
Ooh, that title alone screams Wall Street drama.
And For a Glimpse into the Mind of a Legendary Trader, Reminiscences of a Stock Operator. Inspired by the life of Jesse Livermore.
We're talking serious market psychology here, folks. But wait, there's more. O'Neill didn't shy away from the nitty-gritty. He's got tape reading and market tactics in the mix.
Talk about old school. But there's wisdom in those old school methods. And for the sophisticated investor, cue the monocle and brandy.
I was thinking the same thing.
Burton Cain's The Sophisticated Investor. This one's all about managing risk like a pro.
And just when you thought the list couldn't get any more eclectic, we've got How I Made $2 Million in the Stock Market.
By Nicholas Darvis, a dancer-turned-investor. Talk about proving that anyone can master the market with the right approach.
Okay, so we've got this treasure trove of investing wisdom. Now what? What's the method behind O'Neill's madness here?
Well, if you look closely, this list isn't just random. It's almost like a roadmap. Starts with the fundamentals, those evergreen principles that every investor needs.
You're right. This is like he's saying, no matter how advanced you become, never forget the basics.
And that's where those first few books come in. O'Neill's own How to Make Money in Stocks lays out his canned slim method in detail. It's all about identifying companies with strong potential for growth.
Right. We're talking current earnings, annual earnings growth, new products or services, market leadership.
Supply and demand, institutional sponsorship.
It's a whole system for finding those winning stocks.
And then you combine that with Livermore's insights from How to Trade in Stocks. He really delves into the psychology of the market, the importance of reading price action, understanding trends.
It's like learning a new language, the language of the market. And speaking of psychology, that's where the battle for investment survival hits hard.
Loeb doesn't sugarcoat it. He talks about the emotional roller coaster of investing, the fear and greed that can sabotage even the most seasoned trader.
He stresses the importance of having a plan and sticking to it, not letting emotions cloud your judgment.
Which is so crucial and ties in perfectly with Reminiscences of a Stock Operator. That book is a masterclass in learning from your mistakes.
Right. Livermore, or at least the character he inspired, he made millions, lost millions, and then made millions again.
And he learned the hard way that letting your emotions dictate your trades is a recipe for disaster.
Oof, yeah. So we've laid the foundation with the basics, we've explored the psychological side of investing, and now we're moving into more, shall we say, specialized territory.
We're going deeper down the rabbit hole. Tape reading and market tactics, for example. Now, this might sound a little archaic in today's digital age, but it's all about understanding order flow.
It's like being a detective looking for clues in the market's every move.
And then there's The Sophisticated Investor by Burton Cain. This one's all about managing your portfolio for maximum returns while minimizing risk.
Okay, I have to ask.
Yeah.
When you hear sophisticated investor, do you picture like a monocle and a smoking jacket?
100%. But don't let the title fool you. This book is packed with practical advice on things like hedging, arbitrage, and building a truly resilient portfolio.
And finally, we have to talk about Nicholas Darvis and his book, How I Made $2 Million in the Stock Market. I mean, talk about an unlikely success story.
Right. A dancer who cracked the code of Wall Street. Darvis developed his own trading system, the box theory, which is all about identifying stocks poised for breakout moves.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What can we learn from O'Neill's carefully curated reading list?
I think the key is to remember that this is a journey, not a destination. These books offer a glimpse into the mind of a master investor, but ultimately you have to find your own path.
It's about taking the principles, the strategies, the lessons learned, and applying them to your own unique investment style.
Exactly. Continuous learning, risk management, and the willingness to think differently, those are the hallmarks of a successful investor.
So as you delve into these books, ask yourself this: which title speaks to you the most right now? What resonates with your current investing approach?
And most importantly, how can you use this knowledge to level up your investing game? Because the markets never stand still, and neither should you.